Next up, we have the fellow education training core update from Randy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Randy Marshall, a vascular neurologist from Columbia. I'm thrilled to be part of StrokeNet. I'm going to give you an update on the Education and Training Corps. Our mission is to develop stroke-related knowledge and skills for RCC trainees through interactive content and mentorship. And our vision is to become the preeminent platform for education and training of future leaders in stroke research. This is our core this year. Devin Brown unfortunately couldn't make it today, but she has been unbelievable as a co-chair for this core. Scott Janis is a regular attendee at our meetings. The faculty members you see below there, a few of whom are here today. We always have and currently have two coordinator project manager members. Andrea Escobar is here, and Stephanie Wilbrand is the other one. And every year, as you probably know, we have a trainee corps volunteer, two of them. And this year, we're pleased to have Lauren Menzies from University of Cincinnati and Julia Boo from San Diego, UC San Diego. And Jeannie Sester, as always, has been our stalwart coordinator, keeping us in line and informed. This is the collection of trainees this year. If I could ask, and I think there, just to say that there are, they kind of came in spurts because of the problem with the funding timing. So there are 20 of them shown up here. I keep adding more names. I think there may be one or two. Could I have the trainees stand just so we know who they are? A few of them. And yes, I'm glad we've got a few around. Excellent. Thank you. If you have not done so already, please say hello to them and welcome them and know that they are our future. So please treat them nicely. In this year, these are the stats, again, dating back to when we only had 18, now there are 20 or 21. Eight of them are junior faculty members, something becoming more popular to do for trainee level. Eight clinical fellows, one postdoc research fellow, one non-MD trainee. In the demographics, seven are men, 11 women, three Latino, and one African American trainee. And again, these numbers will adjust as a few more come in. Most of them are MDs, two DOs and one from foreign medical grad, a non-MD trainee, as I mentioned. There are three, actually, I think four PhDs, one of whom is a PT as well this year. The disciplines are listed on the right there. These are disciplines that we've drawn from over the years. This year, they're mostly neurologists or vascular neurologists, one neuropsychologist, a pediatric neurologist this year. Physical therapy is, there are two of them, one speech therapist, one in data science. And actually, the latest one from Mount Sinai is critical care junior faculty. Our training core programming consists of these main things: the Grand Rounds webinar series, the professional development webinar series, the basic science webinars, learning communities, and the mentored research with required presentations. These are probably things you're all familiar with. The Grand Rounds schedule for this year is shown here. We've had three wonderful talks so far. The first was kicked off by Anjal Sharif about post-stroke care, how it can mitigate healthcare disparities. A second from Santi Ortega at Iowa, expanding indications for thrombectomy, and most recently from Enrique Lira, neuroprotection, how to bring translational science to the bedside. The talks are drawn from all three domains in StrokeNet: acute prevention and recovery, and they are an opportunity for our trainees to learn advanced topics from faculty outside of their own institutions. The basic science webinar series just started in stroke 2.0, StrokeNet 2.0, which in the last 5 years, mostly based on the clinical trials that we have, looking at the underlying science and providing that as a link to how basic science relates to our main focus of clinical trials. This year, we have, in only a couple of weeks, we're having Sean Savitz give a talk on animal models in recovery research. And then later in the spring, Pat Lydon will talk about some of the science underlying Rhapsody 2. Our professional development webinar series has a variety of topics. Sometimes they're repeated. The statistical analysis big data one was done by Adam de Havenon this year, actually created by Human the year before. There was just a great talk by Don Kleindorfer on work-life balance and team building. Dan Wu will be back by popular demand to do grant writing. We'll have a panel of those people mentioned here on job talks and preparing for job applications. And then the rest of the professional development webinar series is taken up with some of the trainee presentations with mentors and moderators. Speaking of the learning communities, these are our five leaders for this year. And really, these folks work hard. So thank you so much to Wayne Fang, Brett Kuchera, Anthony Kim, Jamal Sosner, and Brad Worrell. I think all of them are here today, actually. We divide our trainees up by interest in their research. So this is kind of how they fall out, with some expertise lent to by the leaders in the learning communities. And this is a chance for our trainees to get to know one another, to learn from each other about the research, to gain some skills from their mentors and the learning group leaders. Sometimes there are outside speakers who come in. And of course, all of this leading to their own research and presentations later in the year. Metrics for a successful training year. First of all, they must have 50% protected time. We consider this critical for them to be able to partake of all of the offerings that we have and really take advantage of it. They're required to attend all Grand Rounds webinars and professional development webinars. If they miss these, they are recorded so they can pick them up on video form later. All of them must participate in a learning community and then present a research project. And we have, if you've been to the spring meetings, three of them are chosen to give their research presentations there. Then there's a separate special 2 to 3 hour webinar for 6 to 8 of them with, again, mentors and moderators to give feedback. And then the professional development series, as I mentioned, takes up the remainder who have mentors and moderators to discuss their research. And the point of this is not always to have, in fact, most of them won't have completed research and data to present, but to give feedback, to encourage them of what's gonna, what direction they can be and should be taking. Some of them are contributing in other ways to StrokeNet community, including being a trainee volunteer on our core. And then we provide them with and ask them all to complete an end of the year survey in which we identify publications, grant submissions, professional appointments, and kind of track their post-StrokeNet training. And we know that we're successful at least in three people who are here, Eva, Shadi Yagi, and Aaron Lord. Is there someone, who else? And Adam, also, excellent. I forgot he was trainee as well. So we've been successful in many anecdotal cases. This is the overall survey results. So the percent time spent on research gradually increased over the years from about 33 to close to 50% of post-trainee folks participating in research, breaking it down by conducting research, academic position, submitting grants, and enrolling in trials. You can see a kind of a gradual trend. And we're up to, in this past year, 75 to 80% are involved in these research activities. So we feel like we're doing our job and having some success in that way. Pooja mentioned earlier the fact that not only are submitting grants, but obtaining K-12s, a few K-23s, a smattering of R03s, and even R01 now and then. So that's been one goal, not the primary goal, but one of the achievements in this program. Some of the new initiatives that have taken place in the last few years include observing in working groups. And thank you so much to the chairs of the working groups for allowing them to participate. That we've gotten very positive feedback for them to see the inner workings of what really happens in the process of trying to get new trials on track. Second, we are tracking their clinical trial enrollments for those of the trainees who are involved with the clinical side. They do self-reporting of enrollments, and there's a certificate at the end of the year for the leading enrollers. And then finally, remote mentoring on the initial training plan. They can designate someone who's not at their institution to act as a mentor. That person will have an initial Zoom meeting and then discuss and meet as mutually decided. And finally, some new directions for StrokeNet 3.0. We're about to hear about this new initiative, and we've heard about it several times at this meeting. I really think this is one of the most important things for the health and well-being and future of our consortium, is to be able to figure out a way to make the coordinators more part of our operations, and in particular, figure out how to guide them through career development and education, and provide them some of that sense of community. Because we know how much of a heavy lift they do. We also anticipate a little more interfacing with other platforms such as NeuroNext and Gains. And just a shout out, I raised this a couple of times. This is our one a paper that's been produced out of our group, Farhan Vahidi, first authored, John Kleindorfer, senior authored this description of our core, which was published now 3 years ago in the journal Stroke, and represents some of the work that we do in this core. That is it. I'll take any questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
I think it's time for another publication. There have been so many upgrades and so much great data that's come the last few years. I think it's time to show off.
Any thoughts? All
right. Well, I just like to say that I mentioned before, it's a pillar of strength, our fellowship and training and education core. And Scott mentioned that it was extremely well received in review. And Randy, you've been carrying this from day one, along in the beginning with Don Kleindorfer and then with Devin Brown, and it has just been impeccable. And that continuity and that effort, like, we can't thank you enough. So
thank you. Well, it's been a great ride so far, and it actually started back in StrokeNet that yes. We had these ideas about
Spotrius.
Prior to StrokeNet.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Right. Beautiful. Good. Thank you so much. We're so grateful for you.